The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. My dear friends, the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When I was assigned in our seminary in New Jersey, I would always go to this priest, was diocesan priest, who is also a good friend of ours, and he was a convert to Catholicism. And so he would be my confessor and he would be my spiritual director, so maybe once a month, I would go to him for spiritual direction. And, you know, we were talking and we were conversing about our own life stories. And then he told me his story and how he converted to Catholicism. Of course, his entire family belonged to a different denomination. And so when he decided to enter or to be a Catholic, you know, when he informed his family, they were a little bit upset with him, you know, and then they would always ask questions why he decided to join the Catholicism, why he wanted to be a Catholic and all that. But of course, after all the explanation and after all, you know, his expressing his own desire and why he wanted to be a Catholic, still there began a tension between him and his family, his parents, and eventually his brothers and sister, his brother. And then, while he was working, you know, because I believe he was a psychologist, and while he was working, he eventually got that call for the priesthood. And then, he eventually decided to pursue the priesthood, and he became a priest. You know, he became a priest. And of course, he became a priest for the Archdiocese of Newark. Then he informed his family about his decision of becoming a priest. And from that moment on, when his family knew that he would be a priest, they totally disowned him. At one point, he even told me, well, Father, one of the things that I did was when I came to know, and it really hurt, just the very fact that you know that your family disowns you because you wanted to be a priest, because you want to live a life of service, because you want to be what God calls you to be. And it is very painful for one person to know that the people that you love so much now disowns you. And one year, his father passed away. And of course, being the priest that he is, he wanted to pay respects to his father. And so he went to the funeral home. And when he got there to the funeral home, before he could enter the room where his father's remains was, someone stopped him, and then he says, you cannot enter. And then when the mother saw that he was coming in, the priest says, well, please allow me to at least pay my respects to my father. And the mother just went, that's it. And that was the last time he saw his mom, his dad, of course, and his brother. And I always ask him, so are you still in touch with your family? No. And what, like, how about, Father, during Christmas or during Thanksgiving or during Easter, where do you go? He says, as much as I would like to spend it with my family, I can't. Because it's going to always be a huge argument. And so, therefore, he just spends it with parishioners, he spends it with friends and other relatives. Just for being a Christian. Just for being a Catholic. Just for deciding to be a priest. he got disowned by his family. My dear brothers and sisters, even in our modern times, you experience this kind of things. And most probably, you've heard some stories of some people that you know. They were disowned by family. They were rejected by their company. They were fired or for whatever reason, just because they were Catholic, just because they are Christians. And it's no different, my dear brothers and sisters, even during the time of our Lord Jesus Christ. In our first reading itself, that is what Jeremiah was all about. Of course he was a prophet, but therefore not every place that he would go and preach what God wanted for his people, he was not every place that he went, he was well welcomed. No. In our first reading today, the people didn't like what he had to say. So where did he put him? They threw him into a cistern. That's ridiculous, right? The very fact that someone comes to preach to you and reminds you God loves you, change your ways, and then the response is like, I'll just throw you in the cistern. We didn't like what you said. And even in our second reading today, right, from the letter to the Hebrews, even the letter says that in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. In other words, the second reading is saying, in order for you to be a Christian, in order for you to preach, you have to make sure that you have to endure the consequences of what it means to be a Christian. Especially in the modern world that we live in. Even the second reading says, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet suffered as deep or as painful as the martyrs. What you're going through, it's nothing to what Christ went through. What you're going through is nothing to what the saints went through. You know, in our retreat, you know, our facilitator, he reminded us. And he would always, one of the things that he said that really hit us all, he says, you think we priests or you religious suffer enough, but do not emphasize your own suffering, because your suffering is nothing to what your parishioners suffer in their own life. So you don't have to press it to them. You don't have to emphasize it. And this is one of the things that reminded me of our first reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Sometimes we just complain a lot. Oh, Lord, this is enough. Oh, please stop it. I hope this is over. You know, I've already done good things. What else can I bear in order for me to show how much I love you? But do you think that the saints started to complain when they went through tough times? Actually, when they went through tough times, they always saw it as a form, as an opportunity of purification. And they would always say, Lord, I'm not going to complain. I'm going to accept it. Because I know that after this, you will always have something greater in store for me. And that is what the gospel talks about, my dear brothers and sisters. Our Lord Jesus Christ talks about three things. First, he says, I have come to set the earth on fire, right? And how I wish it were already blazing. But this is not the kind of fire that he was talking about, my dear friends, that destroys. It is the kind of fire that purifies. In other words, our Lord Jesus Christ was telling to his disciples, he says, I wish that you had that same zeal, that fire, as what I have. Because in the next three things that our Lord Jesus Christ is going to tell his disciples, my dear friends, we will see the real heart of Christ. What he desires for each and every one of us. What does he desire? He desires salvation for each and every one of us. And that's the reason why he also understands the human condition. He also understands what we go through in life every single day. Because he went through it himself. And whenever we would think that our Lord Jesus Christ does not understand what we go through, our Lord Jesus Christ does not understand our human condition, then the devil is deceiving you. Because our Lord does understand. He went through worse than what we go through every single day.
And that's the reason why he says, first, I've come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. I wish that you had that same zeal as I have. I wish that that zeal will be able to let you understand what I am offering you, the great gift of salvation,
what the Father wants for you. And I am experiencing this. Why? Because I'm trying to share it with you. I want you to understand it. And that I hope that you have that zeal just like I do. And let us never use the excuse of the human condition for not being able to live out the life Christ wants us to live. Never use the human condition. Christ was human. Yes, he was also divine. But just like us, he also had that choice. But it is through that choice that he was able to overcome temptation. He was able to overcome and fight the devil. And if Christ had that choice and he was also human, then so for us, we can also be like Christ. And that's the reason why he says, I hope you have that zeal. The second one is, there is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Our Lord Jesus Christ is talking about the baptism. Now, remember, when you were baptized, of course, your parents might remember. If you were baptized as a kid, your parents or your godparents might have remembered it. If you were baptized as an adult, then I'm sure you would always remember those words. When you were about to be baptized, when before or after the water has been poured on your head, it would say, through this baptism, you have died with Christ. Right? And it is in that dying, my dear brothers and sisters, that you die to yourself. And what does that mean? It means that as you die to yourself, it is not my life now that I live, but it is Christ's life within me. I let go of my life because I allow Christ to use my life to be able to accomplish his will through my life. And in order for us to be able to allow Christ to accomplish his will through our own life, there must always be a sacrifice and a constant dying. And our Lord Jesus Christ says, yes. He says, how great is my anguish. It's not that he's looking forward to the pain. He's not looking forward to the pain of giving it, but he's looking forward to the result after shedding pain. In life, my dear brothers and sisters, you may also understand that in order for us to be able to live the kind of life Christ wants us to live, sacrifice, struggles, difficulties will always be part of it. But the bishop also said, after all those difficulties, even if you may say that these are great difficulties, great struggles, after these great struggles and these great difficulties, what comes after is a greater joy, is a greater peace. The third one is, my dear friends, do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. And people will be like, Father, that doesn't make sense. He's a Prince of Peace. And how come he talks about division? But what he's trying to say here, my dear brothers and sisters, is the consequence, or it is the result of what it means to live out your faith. Just like the story that I said earlier before the homily. That particular priest was able to overcome, you know, even though he was disowned by his own family, just because of his faith, just because he was convinced that God called him to live this life of being a priest. And same rules applies to us, my dear brothers and sisters. As we live our own Christian life, yes, we will experience rejection. Yes, we will experience persecution. But that is the kind of promise that our Lord Jesus Christ says. Being a Christian, who said that being a Christian is never easy? Just because you have been saved and just because you have been baptized, does it mean that your life is going to be easier? No, I don't think so.
if our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior himself, the Messiah, was able to go through the scandal of the cross for his followers, it's not going to be different. And that is the reality of it. And so when those time comes, what do we do? What do we do? Constantly trust. Always remember that whenever we go through these things, our reward will always be greater. Our joy will always be greater. Our peace will always be greater. Why? Why do I say that? How come, Father? How are you so convinced? Because I believe. Because I have faith. Because I trust. Amen. Together, let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.